cioè da bien, ma boh.
JWKN, 4RJN, where are you headed?
I'm just headed out to pick up some McDonald's. Where are you up to?
Not a whole lot of anything. Did you feel that earthquake about a little after 8?
Man, I was sitting at my desk listening to a Kubernetes video. I didn't feel anything. I saw Jim over in Easley felt it, and a bunch of my friends up in Charlotte were posting about it. But I didn't feel anything. Did you feel anything?
Yeah, but it took us a minute to figure out what it was. It happened just as the cats were, you know, tumbling down the steps. And I stood up, and then something rattled for a while. Did the cats do that? And then saw later that it was people posting it was an earthquake up in North Carolina somewhere. My daughter felt it up in Greensboro. And they felt it up in Roanoke, Virginia. So it was, I think, a 5.1 or 4.1, something like that. I'm not sure where it was centered.
North Carolina and Virginia, close to the state line. 5.1, I think it was. My wife was asking me if I felt it, and I didn't. If I did, I ignored it.
I couldn't feel it because I'd just gotten up out of the chair, and like I said, the cats were, you know, tumbling down the steps like they do and making a bunch of noise, and I thought it, you know, the cats caused that rattle, but it kept rattling, and I bounced up and down a couple of times and couldn't hear the rattle again, and I thought, well, okay, I don't know what that was, and we went out, and she started looking at her iPad and said, oh, wow, it was an earthquake. I said, really? I said, so, yeah, we definitely heard it. My daughter said she felt it there up in Greensboro. It sounded like, you know, a tree falling down or an explosion way far off or kind of a boom, like maybe a sonic boom or something. They didn't know what it was, and the house rattled for just, you know, a second or two, and they felt it all the way up there.
I don't know. I was explaining to my wife about the difference in the density of the earth and vein travels in veins. Maybe you had to be sitting on one of those veins to be able to feel it. I don't know. But I didn't notice anything. Who knows? Maybe we'll hear more about it as time goes on. It's only about an hour and a half old now.
A little bit after 8. She looked on there and said, I think it was like 8:03, 8:04, somewhere around in there, but just a few minutes after 8. And I heard the house rattle. I didn't feel it because I was standing up at the time, but I think she felt it and wasn't sure exactly what it was. Again, we thought it was the cats there for a minute, but so I don't know. Anyway, so you had to be in the right position at the right time. They up there, like I said, they thought they heard a sonic boom or something way off in the distance, and then the house shook for a minute. But I didn't feel any, you know, shaking. I just heard the house rattle. And so, but anyway, fiddling around on the computer, I thought about getting onto the Pi and trying to play with that mess here in a minute once I get sufficiently woke up and motivated. But hey, Sunday morning. It's lazy time right now.
Messing around with watching videos on Kubernetes clusters and going from one to another, trying to put all the piece parts together. It's complex, but it's like eating an elephant, one bite at a time.
Roger that. Same way on this thing. I'm on the once I got that screensaver thing taken care of, the Pi is now generating some interesting screensavers, and every once in a while I look over to see what the new one is, but but at least it doesn't stop transmitting to the TV. I've got some outside work I probably ought to do while it's cool, but I don't know if I'm going to get motivated and do that either.
The laptop that is kind of new, and it's got 8 threads on a 1-core CPU that process really good. And it's running when she's not using it. And I was looking at it. It's got that screensaver on it, but it never draws anything on it. But it's still producing a lot of work units. So I don't know what's up with that. I haven't looked into it to see why it's not drawing the pictures of the proteins as it's folding them. But if it's not broke, don't fix it, because it's still producing a lot of work units, or, you know, processing them and getting credits for it. So I'm going to leave it like that. You just see the outlines of the windows, and there's nothing inside of them. I don't know if yours ever does that or not, if that's a common problem, but I haven't looked at it yet to see why it's doing that.
Mine's still working, but it's not the COVID screensaver, it's the Pi screensaver, and I get, you know, geometric patterns, and every once in a while it does a thing that simulates galaxies running into each other, and then it's got other, you know, weird little scrolly things that run around and eventually fill up the screen and whatnot, but that's all coming from the Pi. It's not coming from the COVID site, so, but it's still working, so, like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And over here at McDonald's, using their curbside order, where you don't have to go through the drive-thru, you just go park at the curb, and they bring it out to you. That's pretty nice. You don't have to worry about them interpreting what you're saying, you interpreting what they're saying. You don't have to exchange any money or credit card or anything like that. And there's not very many people that use that. Usually when I come over here, I'm the only one here at the curbside pickup and where they bring it out to you. You do have to wait a little bit longer, though. I don't think they've got all the rough edges rounded off. Sometimes I think they forget you. But we'll see.
The Zaxby's over here in Inman has got a similar thing. You go online, look at their menu, call it in or do it online, pay with the credit card over the phone, drive in, park in a spot, call them and tell them, hey, I'm here in, you know, parking spot 2, and they bring it out to you. And physical things actually change hand, except your bag of food is handed to you. And everything else is taken care of, and you pop in the seat, fire up, and go home with it.
Got it. And you're not sitting in line waiting for the line to move, and some people are on their phone, and they're not paying attention to the line moving, and you are paying attention to it, so, and you're waiting for them to wake up. You just sit there with your window down, wait till they walk up. It's already 78 degrees out there. 10:21 and 78 degrees. It's going to be another scorcher.
And while they're sitting there playing with their phone, paying no attention, you're half hesitant to honk your horn at them because some idiot with a gun is liable to lose his stuff and start shooting for no apparent reason. So, you know, you just kind of sit there and put up with it.
I've noticed very different between us and Europe. When you're in Europe, they'll honk their horn before you do something wrong if they think you're going to do something wrong. Whereas over here, we're a lot more reserved with that. But they get a lot of mileage out of their horn over there. And I don't think over here we get much mileage out of our horns at all.
Well, I was stationed in Greece for a while, and over there you can't drive a car if you don't have a horn. If they pull up to a stoplight and oftentimes pull up beyond where you can actually see the stoplight. And so when the light turns green, everybody behind you honks their horn to tell you to go. And and it's hilarious. If you honk your horn while the light's still red, the guy up front is going to go through the intersection and send one to his death that way. But yeah, they get a lot of mileage out of their horns there. In fact, if the horn's broken, the car is basically non-functional.
That's exactly what I was going to say. A car won't function without a horn over there. But I didn't drive much in Italy, but because France and Italy have a sheer border, the French have a lot to say about Italy. They were saying that the way red lights work over in Italy is different. They said if it's red, when it turns red, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 more cars will go through it. When it turns green, then that's when they think about stopping. So it's kind of like backwards from everybody else, because so many go through the red light after it's already turned red. And the key to thing to note there is, if your light turns green, don't just go. You got to wait and wait until everybody stops running the red light before you can go through. And by that time, your light's red and you're going through the red light.
Yeah, Roger. Well, in Greece, the way you figure out how many lanes of traffic there are is you count the number of lines dividing the lanes, and you multiply by three, because there's one guy straddling it, there's one guy next to him, and the one guy on his other side. And so if it's, you know, if there's three lanes of traffic, there's going to be, you know, nine cars across the, squeezing down the road, trying to, you know, so I'm almost up on the sidewalk. It's nuts. But when we went to Turkey, it was, you know, crazy there. And you basically go in the direction you want to go, close your eyes, and follow, and away you go. But I talked to a Turk once that went over to Italy, and he said the drivers over there scared him to death. And I thought, oh, my God. I don't want to get anywhere near that country.
Think about the motorcycles, too, because they use a lot more bicycles than motorcycles than we do. And the motorcycles have been going between the two lanes of cars so much for so long that now they have, it's like they have a right to go between the cars. And if one car starts to change lanes without looking to see if a motorcycle's coming, it's like the guy on the motorcycle gets angry with the car for not checking to see if a motorcycle's coming before they change lanes. It's pretty wild. And I've experienced that as well, is that you're driving your lane, there's a guy next to you in his lane, and a motorcycle goes between you. It just seems really, really dangerous to me. Of course, when you're young, things don't seem as dangerous as they do when you get older. W4DJW.
KN4RJN. Yeah, and this guy's on those little scooters, not a full motorcycle, but those little, you know, Vespa scooters. They go weaving in and out of traffic like they're immune from being hit. And I've seen some really close calls in Greece and in Turkey, both of guys doing that, weaving in and out of traffic. The traffic is, you know, the two cars are practically touching each other, and they squeeze through between them. It's nuts. It's like you guys got a death wish or something.
The scooters, well, at least they did in France anyway, they wanted more horsepower out of them. So they take the muffler off, and that would give them a boost. And so I remember being asleep at night, and I lived at the bottom of a big hill. The hill was kind of off to one side. Where I was, it was all flat, but there was a hill that was with a steep road that went off to one side of me. And I remember being woken up at 1 o'clock in the morning with one of those things going by wide open, because they'd get up as much speed as they could before they hit that hill. And then they'd have it wide open the whole time they were going up that hill, and I could hear the whole thing because it was so loud when I was trying to sleep at night. That and the sound of the sirens, their sirens being so much different than our sirens. Just two things that I was woken up in the middle of the night many, many times for when I lived over there.
Well, we lived in an apartment in Turkey that was right next to a mosque, and we were on the third floor, which put us almost level with the loudspeaker. So the five times a day call to prayer blasted right in. And of course, especially in the summertime, you got the windows open. There's no air conditioning. You got the windows open, and that thing will, if you're watching TV or reading or napping or whatever, everything's got to stop until that's over, because it just blasted into the living room there.
Long time ago, of loud noises in foreign lands. I really enjoyed it while I was over there, but I would hesitate to do another year over there.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and visit, but I don't know if I'd want to go back and live over there again. But it was an experience, that's for sure.
Hiding out here, there's not a cloud in the sky. The grass is green. It's beautiful out here this morning.
We were sitting out on the back deck there for a while, and I had to come down and play with the dog for a while, but I think I'm going to go upstairs and cook an egg or something, see if she wants some breakfast. I mean, it is like, you know, 10:30 or brunch or whatever, but anyway. So I'm back on out of here. I'll let you get your McDonald's and you have a good day, and I'm on, say, 73s and clear on out of here. KN4RJ and W4DJW, have a good day.
Yeah, the coffee is over. The wake-up period is, we're through that. Now it's hunger time. Time to get breakfast or brunch or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, good talking to you. Have a good day. KN4RJN, W4DJW Mobile.
That KN4RJN, I am clear.